Wednesday, November 18th, 2020. O God, open our lips.
And our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
We praise your name, O God.
By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace and raises us with Christ Jesus to live a new life in the Spirit.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Morning Canticle, the second song of Isaiah. Seek the Lord while he wills to be found.
Call upon him when he draws near.
Let the wicked forsake their ways.
And the evil ones their thoughts.
And let them turn to the Lord.
And he will have compassion.
And to our God, for he will richly pardon.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts.
Nor my ways your ways, says the Lord.
For as the heavens are higher than the earth,
so are my ways higher than your ways.
And my thoughts than your thoughts.
For as rain and snow fall from the heavens,
and return not again, but water the earth,
bringing forth life and giving growth,
seed for sowing and bread for eating,
so is my word that goes forth from my mouth.
It will not return to me empty,
but it will accomplish that which I have purposed,
and prosper in that which I sent it. Morning prayer. The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Give us, O Lord, steadfast hearts, which no unworthy thought can drag downward, unconquered hearts, which no tribulation can wear out, upright hearts, which no unworthy purpose may tempt aside. Bestow upon us also, O Lord our God, understanding to know you, diligence to seek you, wisdom to find you, and a faithfulness that may finally embrace you through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Our psalm this morning, Psalm 9, verses 1 through 14. Everyone who honors your name can trust you, because you are faithful to all who depend on you. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart, and tell about the wonders you have worked. God Most High, I will rejoice. I will celebrate and sing because of you. When my enemies face you, they run away and stumble and are destroyed. You take your seat as judge, and your fair decisions prove that I was in the right. You warn the nations and destroy evil people. You wipe out their names forever and ever. Our enemies are destroyed completely for all time. Their cities are torn down, and they will never be remembered again. You rule forever, Lord, and you are on your throne, ready for judgment. You judge the world fairly and treat all nations with justice. The poor can run to you because you are a fortress in times of trouble. Everyone who honors your name can trust you, because you are faithful to all who depend on you. You rule from Zion, Lord, and we sing about you, to let the nations know everything you have done. You did not forget to punish the guilty or listen to the cries of those in need. Please have mercy, Lord. My enemies mistreat me. Keep me from the gates that lead to death. And I will sing about you at the gate to Zion. I will be happy there because you rescued me. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen. Everyone who honors your name can trust you, because you are faithful to all who depend on you.
The word today comes from Matthew 24, verses 45 through 51. Who are faithful and wise servants? Who are the ones the master will put in charge of giving the other servants their food supplies at the proper time? Servants are fortunate if their masters come and find them doing their job. You may be sure that a servant who is always faithful will be put in charge of everything the master owns. Suppose one of the servants thinks that the master won't return until late. Suppose that evil servant starts beating the other servants and eats and drinks with people who are drunk. If that happens, the master will surely come on a day and at a time when the servant least expects him. That servant will then be punished and thrown out with the ones who only pretend to serve their master. There they will cry and grit their teeth in pain. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Canticle of Zechariah. We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel, for you come to visit us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer in the house of your child David. This is what your holy prophets announced: deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Mercy among our ancestors, and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham, to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sins. Through your merciful compassions, God, our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us, to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Commemoration, Hilda of Whitby. Hilda, known in her own century as Hild, was the grandniece of King Edwin of Northumbria, a kingdom of the Angles. She was born in 614 and baptized in 627, when the king and his household became Christians. In 647, she decided to become a nun, and under the direction of Aidan, she established several monasteries. Her last foundation was at Whitby. It was a double house, a community of men and another of women, with a chapel in between, and Hilda as a governor of both. And it was a great center of English learning, one which produced five bishops. Her influence was considerable. Kings and commoners alike came to her for advice. She was urgent in promoting the study of the scriptures and the thorough education of the clergy. The collect today, Hilda of Whitby. O God of peace, by whose grace the abbess Hilda was endowed with gifts of justice, prudence, and strength to rule as a wise mother over the nuns and monks of her household. Raise up these gifts in us, that we, following her example and prayers, may build up one another in love to the benefit of your church. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
For a sick person, O Father of mercies and God of all comfort, our only help in time of need, we humbly beseech you to behold, visit, and relieve your sick servants from whom our prayers are desired. Look upon them with eyes of your mercy, comfort them with a sense of your goodness, preserve them from the temptations of the enemy, and give them patience under their afflictions. In your good time, restore them to health and enable them to live the remainder of their lives in your awe. And to your glory, and grant finally they may dwell with you in life everlasting through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Prayers for all baptized Christians. Grant, O Lord God, to all who have been baptized into the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, that as we have put away the old life of sin, so we may be renewed in the spirit of our minds and live in righteousness and true holiness through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Prayer for protection. Assist us mercifully, O Lord, in these our supplications and prayers, and dispose of your servants toward the attainment of everlasting salvation, that among all the changes and chances of this mortal life, they may be ever defended by your gracious and ready help. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Collect of the Week. Blessed Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant us so to hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Please join us in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Concluding prayer. Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. God be in your head and in your understanding. God be in your eyes and in your looking. God be in your mouth and in your speaking. God be in your heart and in your thinking. God be at your end and at your departing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.